The Alaska Marine Highway System is looking for a new laundry. Since 1985, inmates at the Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau have done all the laundry for 11 state ferries. But the State Department of Corrections proposes to close the facility in September. The Lemon Creek Laundry is the last of three prison employment programs being shut down by corrections because they're not making a profit. A garment factory at Highland Mountain Women's Prison and a furniture factory at Spring Creek Correctional Center closed yesterday. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander visited the laundry and brings us this story, the second in a series on the prisoner employment program.
It's the biggest laundry in southeast Alaska.
Lemon Creek laundry manager Don Kirstein says inmates move a lot of wash.
400,000 to 500,000 pounds a year. Last fiscal year, I think we did 479,000.
That takes about 12 inmates during the winter and 18 to 20 in the summer.
They're told when they come out here, this is a job. It's not just something to do. You know, we're training them in a work ethic. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they be there on time. Things have to be nice. They have to be neat, clean.
Lemon Creek Superintendent Scott Willard says Kirstein runs an efficient, professional program. The only one of the three prisoner employment programs that makes any money.
One kind of helps feed the other, you might say. And our laundry service is what's helped kind of keep it afloat. But with the expense just to keep this place running and with all the new equipment that is needed, DOC is kind of stuck holding the bag and it's too much of a strain on our budget.
State law requires the prisoner employment program be self-sufficient. The Alaska Marine Highway System pays Lemon Creek $400,000 a year to do its laundry, but the boiler has had issues for years, Willard says, and the washers and dryers wear out. The Corrections Department has not planned for any equipment replacement. Leslie Houston does a quick calculation.
That's $1,895 just for the boiler.
That's $1,895,000. Houston is Administrative Services Director for Corrections. She says each washer would cost $125,000 to replace, $75,000 for a dryer. Total replacement for the aging laundry is estimated at $2.5 million.
The money would have to come out of the prison employment program, and there just were not sufficient funds to reamortize the equipment.
Inmates in yellow uniforms weigh the dirty laundry before loading big blue Braun washer extractors that line one end of the 3,000-square-foot facility. In the center, an inmate is huddled over a sewing machine repairing tears in a garment. A long rack of white stewards and chef's coats hang nearby. A table is piled with pressed, folded white sheets.
Right behind you there, they're pressing pillowcases as we speak. That machine also folds the sheets. This machine on my right, it presses, it does not fold. But in the summertime, both these machines are running constantly.
State ferries are full in the summer, but AMHS Captain John Falvey says the logistics of moving laundry from Lemon Creek Prison to the Auk Bay Ferry Terminal are amazingly complicated year-around.
We have trucks that the state owns to move the laundry. The correctional facility has trucks. I think it's 8 or 10 total. You know, our employees are maneuvering the trucks around, and all this is very cleanly handled, you know, out of the port of Juneau with the ships, you know, coming and going.
Falvey is concerned laundry from the 11 southeast ships might have to be washed in various ports. A request for information from commercial vendors was due yesterday.
We do anticipate more cost, and we're just not sure where that figure would land.
If that figure is big enough, Corrections Leslie Houston thinks AMHS could save its laundry facility.
If it becomes too exorbitant for Marine Highways, quite possibly the money that they would be investing in, you know, the outside industry, we can turn around and invest in some new equipment. We don't know yet.
Closing the prisoner employment program hits the Marine Highway twice. The ferry system sheets, towels, blankets, and garments washed at Lemon Creek have been made for years at the Highland Mountain Sewing Shop. A quote from one outside vendor shows a medium chef coat would cost up to $33, depending on whether it was imported or domestic. The same coat made at Highland Mountain would be $9. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.